Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I'm delighted to have Barbara Rabb as my guest today. She's the co-founder and president of a wonderful organization called Monty's Home. And she'll tell us all about Monty's Home and particularly one aspect of it that I want to focus on today, which is the Positive Prisoners Prison Program. And that's positive with P-A-W in it. So you can guess what that's about. Barbara, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Now, tell us what Monty's Home is for the folks that don't know.
Monty's Home is a blanket nonprofit organization. We're 501c3, and under that title name, we have three separate programs: a grief support program, an education program for children, and our Positive Partners Prison Program, which is our largest.
Monty's Home was named for?
Monty's Home was named for my golden retriever, whose name was Monty. He was my first dog training dog, competition dog. He was a canine actor. He was a registered therapy dog, and he was a heart and soul companion. He was diagnosed at 6 with a heart tumor, cancer, and lived for 18 months. And during that 18 months, we took a long journey looking for purpose in life, and I found it.
So now you have an organization that rescues and does adoptions, and you often go into shelters that do euthanasia and take animals away that are about to be killed and rescue them and get them to the point where they're adoptable. Is that right?
Yes. Our prison program, all our dogs come directly from the shelter in Pender County, and it is a kill shelter. The euthanasia rates are quite high. So at the shelter, we actually temperament test our dogs to make sure that they don't have aggression issues, that they're sociable, that they like people, that they don't have any guarding issues, that you can handle them, that they get along with other dogs and cats. And we even had little taller dolls, and we pull their tails and stuff to see if they're going to react, because we can only take 7 dogs. So out of maybe 50 or 60 that are there, we want the best. So we do this test. It's 19 steps to make sure that we get a dog that's going to fit into our program at the prison.
You're working in Pender County Correctional Institution and also in New Hanover County?
Yes. Pender County is our first prison. We have 5 dogs in there. That program will be 6 years old in September.
Wow.
We moved into New Hanover County Prison 2 years ago, this month actually, June, 2 years ago. We can only have 2 dogs right now because we're trying to get kennels built down there to house more dogs. But right now all we can fit is 2. So between the two prisons, we take 7 dogs, and we train them for 8 weeks, and then we adopt them out, and then we go back to the shelter.
Yes. Now, once the dogs are screened, how are they placed with a particular prisoner? And then talk about the relationship that develops between the dog and the prisoner, and how they both train each other in a way.
It's really they're saving each other's lives, basically. By the time that we've done our temperament testing, we know which dogs are going to be the most difficult, the ones that have never been on a leash, the ones that have been tied in a backyard or abused or stuff. Those we kind of pair up with our most experienced inmate. We want the inmate who's been in there the longest training dogs for us to have the most difficult dog. And maybe the newbie inmate, the newbie trainer, will get one of the old lay black towns or something like that so that, you know, he can learn on an easy dog. So that's kind of how we pair them up. The inmates are screened by the prison, so there's certain criteria that they have to have to get into the dog training program. They have to be infraction-free, which means that they have to keep their nose clean while they're in our program or else they're out. And it's a highly coveted position, so our inmates really behave themselves, basically.
And the ones that are qualified can't have any animal abuse in their background.
Absolutely not.
Or rape or anything like
that. Correct. Rape or animal abuse is the only thing that keeps them out. Any of the other crimes they're allowed to come in. They have to be physically able to handle the dogs, and they also have to have a 7th grade education.
Okay.
Yep, which disqualifies too many of them, unfortunately.
Boy, that's hard.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Barbara Rabb. She's the co-founder and president of Monty's Home, which does rescues and adoptions. But we're talking particularly today about one of their best-known programs, the Positive Partners Prison Program. There are 7 dogs paired with 7 inmates currently in Pender and New Hanover County prisons, and they are working to rehabilitate these dogs and get them ready to be adopted. adopted. And you said it's an eight-week program?
Yes, yeah. They train for 8 weeks. It's basic household manners. We don't do a lot of really high-end obedience stuff. It's to walk on a leash, to not jump on people, to sit, to wait. Our dogs are all crate trained. And when we adopt them out, the crate that the dog has been sleeping in actually goes to the family. The toys go to the family, the training harness, food. We've actually made a DVD that goes to the family so that the humans can learn what the dog already knows. So it's a nice, neat package for people. People really like that. Our adoption fee is only $300, and they get a spay-neutered, up-to-date dog that's trained for 8 weeks, plus all that. We have 100% adoption rate. Every one of our graduates is in a home, and every one of them came from a shelter. We have over 130 dogs now that we've put through our system and into homes, and that's the important part, is that they go into a home.
That is wonderful. Can you tell us a story or two of, I don't have to name names, but of an inmate or a particular dog that really sticks in your memory?
Oh, there's so many. Many of our inmates get into these programs, and it completely turns their lives around. One wrote a song and sang it at our – we have a graduation ceremony for our dogs, and he learned to play the guitar while he was in prison and wrote a song about how he was on the brink of disaster and this dog saved him. And it happens to be a dog that was found being stoned by a bunch of children. And so they both had horrible histories, but together he is now transferred into the minimum security prison here in New Hanover and is set up for work release. And this particular inmate is going to go work training service dogs for the handicap and our wounded veterans when he gets out. We're working on the process to have work release so that while he's in prison, he can be giving back to the community still. He's been in our program for 4 years.
What a terrific outcome.
Yeah, we've had convicted felons that will not leave the minimum security prison because there isn't a dog training ability outside in a minimum. So they stay in the medium security. We have one now, right now, that won't transfer because he doesn't want to leave the dog program. So the way it changes these guys' lives is just, it's incredible to see. And they need a chance, too. The second chance is for everybody, the dogs and the inmates.
Yeah, I think for the inmates to know that that dog is depending on them to be there for them and be consistent with the discipline, with the training, with the affection. And I know that for people that have been through rough patches in their lives, sometimes being able to reach out and touch and be touched is difficult. But with a dog, it's easier.
Oh, it's absolutely. And the other thing about our program, too, is all positive reinforcement. That's hence the positive. We don't use any corrections. The inmates are not allowed to say bad dog, no. The biggest correction we give the dogs, if they make a mistake, they can say, uh-oh. Because you can't say, uh-oh, and be mad. It's one of those phrases that's very soft. It's all positive reinforcement. These guys, most of them were brought up in a life of force and punishment and abuse. And to learn that you can get something done using just positive and working as a team, working together, sharing supplies, sharing ideas, it turns these guys around. And they're going to get out someday. They're going to be your neighbor. We want them rehabilitated, and what better rehabilitation than a dog?
Do the men also make friends with each other in the midst of the program?
Yes, they do. The ones who stay in the program, they're allowed to stay in the program as long as they're infraction-free. And if they don't get an honor grade where they get, you know, to a better facility, or then they can stay in the program. And these senior trainers help the new guys coming in. And they've said stuff to me like, you know, I've never been good at anything my whole life. And this I'm really good at. And one of the lifers, he'll never get out of prison. He said to me, he says, I'll never get out and I'll never make a difference. But he says, my children are going to see that I can do something right, that I can give back to the community. So it's not – the ripple effect is not just a dog coming from the shelter, which is what we started with, that idea. The ripple effect is affecting so many lives and the lives of our families, too. Our families love our dogs, and most of them are volunteers. They give financially. They give their time. And just heartwarming stories are just as much fun, too. And we share all that in our Facebook and websites and all that.
I want to be sure that people know what the website is, monteshome.org. It's M-O-N-T-Y-S without the apostrophe, monteshome.org. You can also call 910-259-HOME. That's 259-HOME. And if you want to get involved, make a donation, become a volunteer, just find out what's going on. There's also one more thing I want you to mention. What's happening tonight, Barbara, that people might want to know about?
Tonight we're having a showing of a documentary called Hometown Hollywood. It's in Burgaw at the library at 7 o'clock. The documentary is all about all the movies and television shows that have filmed in Burgaw. There's over 30 of them. Mm. And it's little clips and how they transformed the town, how they moved in. And Monty's Home gets all the proceeds of the sales of the DVD. There's no admission, but our donation jar will be near the door if you choose.
Oh, that's great. And your husband made this documentary.
Yes, that's his hobby.
Wonderful. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Burgaw Library?
Correct.
Again, for more information, monteshome.org or 910-259-HOME. Barbara Rapp, thank you for coming in today, but thank you for creating this program. It must feel wonderful.
Well, it takes a whole football team to get the word done.
I'm sure.
Quarterback alone can't do the job. So it's my whole volunteer corps. And we are 100% volunteer. There is no one paid on our organization. 100% donations go to the dogs.
Thank you. This is WHQR.